Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, December 31st, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, it's quite often so that I don't know till the end of a show what I or we could it be am being drawn to see. Last week, the theme snuck up on me, persecution. Funny, never in my life, in all my efforts to see what an authentic left alternative to this dog-eat-dog mess they give us and demand we accept, according to the logic, quote-unquote, that there is no alternative. Never has the issue of persecution as an important political issue either occurred or been presented to me. While we're encouraged to pick an ism, doing so is not about exploring the notion of persecution, but rather about accepting the weight of all our divisions, attempting to make sense of why we turn to strife rather than discussion and cooperation, just as they're doing now with the word fascism, dissolving its state origins. Persecution was redefined to mean something that we do to each other rather than what the state does to us, whereas the truth, we know from the ancients, is the opposite. Just as is the case today, it's those with accumulated means, the powers that be, the god wannabes, who have the ability to make world-molding mischief. And it's the world we must claim to claim our freedom. The first clear example I can cite is the persecution of Socrates, though certainly if I knew biblical text, I could go much further back. Persecution implies rule, and so is a dangerous concept for current iteration wannabe gods, guys who've learned it's foolish to impose inequality on us with a shifting crown on one shining pate from a throne room in a well-known place. The modern version of wannabe gods does not want to be seen, is very preoccupied with security, tolerates no surprises, no unanticipated dissent, and so thoughtfully provides it. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, resist Trump, hashtag Me Too. But what Prince is showing me, and particularly with Paul breaking it down, is both why persecution is necessarily a state obsession, as it is in response to a fundamental rupture from it, an essential and so intolerable from its perspective, challenge to it. For only states in collusion with their cross-sector and institution allies, only states have the power to set the conditions that constitute our lives as wholes. And that's in response to our claiming an authentic education, the truth. The truth that this world is not conclusion. A species stands beyond, invisible as music, but positive as sound. That the full weight of the repressive means of the state is placed in our way.